Welcome to SBS Radio, Nicholas Varvaris.
Pleasure to be on your radio program today.
I understand that before coming to federal politics, you were a practicing accountant. So let's start with economy itself. Economy is seen as the major factor in any election. So most of the discussions after this year's budget is focused on the company tax cuts for smaller businesses announced by the government. How significant will be this policy in the election campaign?
Look, obviously, you can understand why we've got to focus on jobs and growth. We want to make sure that, obviously, people are employed in the economy, and the best way to do that is by supporting small businesses. Small businesses is the engine room of the economy. They employ over 4.7 million people across Australia, and that is where the opportunities exist for creating jobs and growth.
Okay, apart from the economic policies, we have to look at the healthcare sector also. If you look at the healthcare sector, many of the policies announced by Malcolm Turnbull is being widely criticised. Prime Minister has confirmed that he is seriously considering the privatisation of a part of Medicare services, potentially outsourcing payment processes to a private company. He also wants to remove bulk billing incentives to pathologists. And another budget announcement is to freeze the Medicare rebate until 2020, which will force doctors to introduce co-payment. So do you think that voters will accept this kind of policies?
Look, there's a few issues that you raised in that question. I'm happy to go through them individually. Obviously, the outsourcing payment processing is focused on payment services and how best this can be done with contemporary technology into the future, and it does not impact on fees or charges. And much has been said about threats to the privacy of personal information if the private sector makes benefit payments. But the private sector already manages sensitive personal information, example Medibank, other health funds, banks, and even your doctor. And the privacy of personal information will continue to be front and centre of any new payment services arrangements. And the government has made no decisions about these matters to date. A Department Health Task Force had been established to build on what has been learned through the 2014 expression of interest and provide advice to government. With regards to pathology bulk billing incentives, the government has made no changes to Medicare rebates for pathology services, including common blood tests and pap smears. The changes announced in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook relate to an inefficient payment worth between $1.40 to $3.40, and that is paid direct to pathology corporations and is separate to the Medicare rebate. A report produced by the Grattan Institute confirms that there are no justifiable grounds for large pathology corporations to introduce a $30 co-payment for blood, urine and pap smear tests based on the loss of a small inefficient payment worth just around $1.40 to $3.40. And further, many aspects of pathology are now highly automated, which means additional tests can be performed more cheaply. And Labor has no credibility on this issue when in government they cut $550 million from pathology services and put it back into general revenue, not health. With regards to the Medicare rebates being frozen, look, that's an issue that we've been trying to address, obviously, and we intend on hopefully when the economy allows to be able to unfreeze that and obviously continue that going forward.
Okay, Mr. Varvaris, the latest opinion polls show that Labour Party is leading by 51 to 49 on a two-party preferred basis. It's a big boost for the opposition. How do you think it will influence the voters?
Look, one thing I've never done is really paid much attention to polling. My only interest is in serving the people that have been elected me to represent them. If I were to, you know, obviously when I first ran for my seat 3 years ago, I had a 7% margin, obviously, to win my seat. Most people said that I would never win the seat, but I only focused on one thing, and that's representing the people that I'm here to represent. One thing I've never taken is I've never taken people for granted. I need to work hard. I need to continue to work hard to represent all the people in my community, and that's what I always do.
Okay. And it said in the Australian election that a federal election is won and lost in New South Wales. Whoever is making a big progress in this state can rule the nation. Among the 20 marginal seats held by the coalition, which will ultimately decide who is going to win the elections, more than half of them are in New South Wales. So is it a bit concerning for the coalition?
Look, once again, it stems back to what I've always said. One thing you can never do as a politician, or even as a person, is take people for granted. We understand the importance of every single seat in New South Wales. New South Wales traditionally can shift quite easily, and I think that's just a general trend that seems to be occurring across electorates. When people feel that people have taken them for granted, they'll always shift their vote. In obviously, but as I said, my focus has always been and will always be my seat only. I'm there to represent the people to the best of my ability, and that is something I will always strive to do.
Okay, thank you, Nicholas Vavaris, for talking to SBS Radio.
No, thank you, and thank you to all your listeners. I thank you once again.